cured.
Yes, finished. Yes. No, no. So, when we talk about Eicha Yashva Badad, Aira Batiam, says, how did this beautiful nation that was alone in a glorious way, En Am Levadad Ishkon Ubagoim Lo Itchashav, become Eicha Yashva Badad, like sitting alone in a terrible state? What is the difference? Here is alone and here is alone. The difference is that if you are a king or a prince, when you sit alone, you sit above others. So being alone, a prince doesn't sit with common people, he sits with princes. This is being alone in a good way. Like you say, he lives in Kfar Shmariyahu. He lives in a palace by himself with his family. So you look at it, you're looking up to him. But there is also those who sit alone that nobody wants to look at them. This poor guy on the street, he's also alone. But you don't want to be alone like this guy. You don't want to be alone even with a group of people that live in slums. But you would very well be sitting alone with a group of people of the high society. In other words, Am Yisrael are supposed to be the high society in a good way. Okay, again, not high society looking down to people. High society in spiritual way, being on top of things. That is Am Yisrael. But when Am Yisrael doesn't keep the mitzvahs, when Am Yisrael starts to mix among the goyim and not keeping the alone to themselves, letting the influence of the goyim to influence them, then they will get to the point where we be again alone, not with the goyim, alone, but in a terrible thing, as we all know, happened. Not once in history, but a few times in history. And what we all remember is the Holocaust. Am Yisrael were mingling among the goyim, and Hitler, Yimach Shimo, came and says, you cannot mingle. Bilam HaRasha says, "En Am Levadad Ishkon, I'll put you alone again." But was this the same? No. This was a whole different thing. In other words, when Eicha Yashva Badad, we're talking when Am Yisrael goes on a wrong way, Am Yisrael is going to be alone, but to be alone in a terrible way. And to understand what is the idea of being alone or being together, what is the difference? It's also the same thing we can look at a connection. A connection can be sometimes separation, and a separation can be connection. Sounds funny, yes?
Yes.
If I separate myself from evil, so I have a good connection with God. If I connect to evil, I separate myself from God. Electricity. If you want the air conditioner to work, you plug it in the wall where the socket is connected to the electric power. And you enjoy the good air of the air conditioner. But if I take the wires of the electric wire and mix them to the other side, what's going to happen now when I connect myself to the electricity? It's going to blow up. But this is a connection, and this is a connection. In other words, it depends how you connect yourself. Not every connection is the right connection. And it's a thing that we have to take in consideration, because a lot of time we try to connect in the wrong way. Why? From a lot of reasons. Because, as we talked on the way, sometimes I want this and I know it's not exactly right, so I find a way to go around it. But we have to understand, Am Yisrael is not like other people. If we connect ourselves in the wrong way, if we mix the wires, the connection is going to bring us to explode. Not a good thing. The Churban of Beit HaMikdash was because we, instead of sticking together, we were hating each other, which is sinat chinam. And it starts with chet ha'maraglim that is mentioned in our parsha, because you know the parsha doesn't fall on the time of Tisha B'Av just like this. There is a reason for it. There is a connection between the parsha and what's happening every week, as we always say. And in our parsha is written this sentence, this pasuk, that when we read it, we really cannot understand how they could say it. Besinat Hashem otanu otzianu mitzrayim. God hated us, and that's the reason He took us out from Egypt to the desert to kill us there. This is a terrible thing. And it happened when? On Tisha B'Av. And because of this, said Kodesh Baruch Hu, you cried for nothing. I will give you a reason to cry for. And the destruction of the temple happened also on Tisha B'Av. But as we talked about it this week, there is a direct connection between the Sinat Chinam, saying to God, you hate us, which is really Sinat Chinam, because God loves us, and He took us out of Egypt to save us, and to bring us to the Holy Land. And this led Am Yisrael, years later, to Sinat Chinam of each other. And that's why the temple was destroyed. And in order to rebuild the temple, we have to connect, but to connect in the right way. And when we're talking about connecting in the right way, we have to understand what is this all mourning about. When we mourn about our temple being destroyed, and that we are really, let's say, in a echaya shvabadad, in a bad way, what is the meaning of it? What do we miss? You know, a few years ago, I don't know when it was, I don't remember, we had a problem with electricity in Shul, and there was also a problem in electricity in half of the town, and everything was in dark. You remember it?
Yeah.
Now, you came to Daven in the dark. Not very nice. And
well,
walk in the street.
On Shabbat to the women, anyway.
What, sorry?
That happens on Shabbat to the women anyway.
How was the feeling?
Terrible.
Terrible. Now imagine to yourself that this was going on for weeks. How would you feel? No light, no electricity, which means if it's hot now, there is no way to cool yourself. If it's cold now, there is no way to heat yourself, to be warm. How can you live like this? Now, this feeling, missing electricity, because it brings you light and warm and a lot of other good things, this is the temple. The temple is the light of Am Yisrael. A light that brings you so much joy that if we would realize the joy that we get from the light of the temple, we would miss it much more than going in the dark to Daven or in the street or in your home. We miss the light, yes? Because we understand what it's all about. So if we want to connect ourselves to the destruction of the temple, imagine to yourself living without light. No light at all. Living in dark. What's the feeling? As long as we haven't got the temple being built, we are in darkness. This is what we have to understand and realize. And in order to build and to bring the light back, we have to start loving each other. Talking about light and talking about Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha brings us to the beginning of the Sefer Dvarim. Ele hadvarim. Ele hadvarim. What are, and by the way, dvarim, it's very interesting. I'll write about it this week for Shabbos. Ele hadvarim is what's the meaning of ele hadvarim? How do you translate it?
These are the words.
These are the words.
These are the things.
Moshe spoke. It's Moshe spoke. And I want to translate it. These are the things.
Things, that's what I
Dvarim. What is dvarim? Things. Yeah. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, it's not enough to talk about it. You have to do something about it. It's not enough to say, I believe in God. You have to do something for it. It's not enough to say, I love God, or I love my friend, I love my wife, I love my husband, I love my children. You have to do something in order to show that you love. Words are beautiful, but they're not enough. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, Ele hadvarim. Those are the things. You have to take the words and turn them to things, to act according to your words, and to understand and realize that something has to stand behind the words. It's very easy to say, I believe, I love. Very easy. Show me. That's what God wants us. He says, I love my fellow man. Show me that you love. Show me how you love the others. Ele hadvarim. And also, advarim asher diber Moshe. Okay, so we've got no Moshe today. But what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to tell us, that the leaders of today, we have to listen to them the same way we listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And one of the things that explains this, Ele Advarim, we talked about this also this week, Ele Advarim in the meaning, those are the things that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Am Yisrael. And this question, all the Mefarshim are trying to understand, what does it mean? How can you say those are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because if you say one word, one letter is not from God, you are a kofer. Every letter is from God. So how can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking by himself, his own words? Impossible. But then we explain that Moshe Rabbeinu got to the high level of pe el pe adaber bo. Mouth to mouth, I'll talk. Not to.
No, from Hashem.
Pe el pe adaber bo. Inside him. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu opens his mouth, who is talking?
Hashem
is talking through him. And that's why we have to listen to him. And that's why we have to listen to the leaders of today. Because they also are the messengers of God. They talk to us. I'm talking about the spiritual leader, not about Netanyahu, okay? I'm talking about the spiritual leader of our generation. When they, the tzaddikim, when they talk to us, they talk the words of God. So we have to listen to them. Unfortunately, not everybody that looks like a tzaddik is a tzaddik, which is another issue. And this brings me to a very interesting midrash. B'sha'ah shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Adam HaRishon, when God created human being, the first human being, netalo v'yichziro al kol ilanei Gan Eden, took him for a tour and showed him Gan Eden, all the trees and everything, and told him, Re'e, look what I did. Look how beautiful and nice are all the things I created. And everything I created, who did I create it for? For you. So be careful not to ruin what I built for you. She'im kilkalta en mi she'itaken. If you are going to spoil it, there is nobody to fix it. Because only we can destroy and can fix. It's our job. And he brings there in the explanation, which I look in Veten Chelkeinu, Vayi Dvar Hashem, a prophecy of Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Vayi Dvar Hashem Elai Shenit. And God talked with me again to say, what are you seeing? What do you see? Va'omar Sir Nafuach Ani Roeh. I see a pot. How do you say Nafuach?
Swollen
pot.
Boiling?
What?
It's
like a...
Like a balloon.
Overblown.
Yes, like it's over... Up. It's
overblown, maybe.
When you put something in a pot and the pot starts...
Expanded.
Is there a word? I don't know.
Expanded pot.
So he sees this pot that is like really oversized from the fire. In other words, normally what do you put in a pot?
Food.
Water.
Water, and you put food. in order to prepare it and make it good for you to eat. And what is the prophet says? The prophet says, "Vayomer Hashem Elai, mitzafon tifatach hara'a al kol yeshvei ha'aretz." Because he sees a pot.
Mitzafon.
Yes.
They just said that on television. They said that
that's the prophecy. Everything starts from north.
Right. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the prophecy. And what is this pot? This pot is a vessel that is a mashal on us, that we have a vessel and we have to fill it up with good things. Now, you can boil and do a lot of noise, but there is nothing behind. So if you put in the pot only the water, and you boil the water, what's going to happen eventually? Sir napuach, and boom! The water is going to
evaporate,
and then eventually the vessel is going to
burn
and to explode or whatever. But if I put in the pot, in the water, a good piece of meat, then I will have something good to eat. In other words, we have to look into life and understand that we have to use what God gave us in the right way. And we are a vessel that has to take inside the Torah and prepare it and read it and learn it, and then we are doing something that is going to bring us to the good place, to the next world, to Olam Haba. But if we use the vessel and instead we put nothing in it, so we just boil and boil and boil and do a lot of noise, blah 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 blah, blah, but there is nothing behind. And eventually we go up with nothing. So we have to put something that is going to boil and bring a good result. So we have to put some mitzvahs in, a good piece of meat. So we have a good soup. What do you want to eat? Chicken soup he wants to eat on Motzei fast. So you have to put the in. You cannot put the pot with water with no chicken, because you won't have a chicken soup. You need to put the chicken in. In other words, you have to put something in your life in order to do something. You know, also I talked about this week. I sell orthopedic chairs, office orthopedic chairs. And when people come to me, you can see it's very funny. Some people come and they want a good chair. So what chair do they choose? They look at the chairs. What do you think? What are you going to choose?
The lounge chair.
They don't know. They look at the chairs. They look at the chairs. What they want? No. They don't know the prices. Leave the prices out. You want a good chair. You go, you see all kinds of chairs. You see big chairs, small chairs. What chairs are you going to choose?
The comfortable.
The big chair that looks big.
You don't sit at it yet. I'm telling you. You see the chairs. You want to choose a chair. What chair is going to call you? The small chair or the big chair?
The big chair.
You want a good chair, a nice chair that you can sit comfortably. You don't want a small chair. When you see a line of chairs, and you see small, medium, large, what chair do you think is more expensive?
The large. I don't agree. If my salon is small, I would choose the smallest chair that there is in the...
No, I asked you a different question.
In terms of comfort.
In terms of price, and when you look with your eyes, and you see something, you see a line of chairs, you see a small chair, a medium chair, a large chair, and I will ask you, what do you think is the most expensive chair here? What chair would you think it will be? The small one or the big one? No, when you look at the chair, what would you think normally?
Actually, the big, but probably it's not.
Of course, it's not. That's why I'm talking about it for 10 minutes. Otherwise, I wouldn't talk about it. But I want to understand how we look at things. You see a big diamond, and you see a small diamond. Oh, now we're talking. So who? What's more expensive, the big diamond or the small diamond?
Depends.
So it's not the size.
No. That's right. Depends.
That's exactly the thing. Also with chairs, it's not the size of the chair, and it's not even if it looks comfortable. Because believe me, I have very comfortable chairs, very big chairs. For 5 minutes, they are very comfortable. But when you sit up 3 hours, you will start suffering from backaches. On the other hand, I've got small chairs, but orthopedic chairs that give you the right support. And in the beginning, maybe they are not very comfortable, but they are supporting. In other words, when I sit at each chair 4 hours and the other chair 4 hours, the one that doesn't look so beautiful is the one that is going to keep your back in the right position, and not nevertheless is going also to help you to have the right posture in order to prevent problems and sometimes even solve problems. On the other side, the big chair, which is very comfortable in the beginning, is going to ruin your back. In other words, I see that the guy, of course, wants the best chair, so he chooses the biggest chair that looks the most comfortable chair, but this is really the rubbish chair. For example, you have to understand, you know, the difference is so big, it's unbelievable. I have chairs that look like executive chairs, big, 500 shekel, really big chairs. From the other side, I have a chair that looks the son of this chair, like a small chair, it costs 4,000 shekel. And when you look at them, you don't understand what it is. You think I'm joking with you, but I'm not joking with you. And that's the same thing with people. If this guy wears a frack and looks like a Rosh Yeshiva, it doesn't make him a Rosh Yeshiva. It depends what's in it. And from the other side, you see this guy that doesn't look like a Rosh Yeshiva, and he is a real tzaddik. In other words, you cannot know from the vessel, from the outside, what's inside. You can have a bubbling vessel, as we said, with water, nothing in it, only water. And you can have somebody, chas v'sholom, with treif meat inside, which is even worse. And you can have somebody who's got the real thing in. And this is exactly the idea of if we want to build the vessel, we have to put something in the vessel, something good. We have to cook good things and use the vessel God gave us in a good way. From the other side, we have to be also very careful. Who do we choose to be our leader? Because we says, Ele advarim asher diber Moshe. You cannot listen to everybody. You have to listen to those who are the resemblance of Moshe Rabbeinu. At the level of our generation, of course. And believe me, we know who they are.
We do?
Yes. Everybody knows who he can believe, who he can't. In a big way. Of course, everybody's got, let's say, somebody is more extreme, there's more or less. That's not the point. The point is, be aware that not everybody that speaks like a rabbi, talks like a rabbi, walks like a rabbi, is a rabbi.
Walks like a duck, talks like a duck, they say it's a duck, right?
Yes, yes, that's what they say. But sometimes it's disguised.
Walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it's a duck.
Works with ducks, but not with people.
Oh, I'm telling Rabbi.
Unfortunately, people have the power to disguise themselves and to talk nicely, and behind there is not a lot. And the thing is that from one point of view, we have to find the one who's going to lead us in the right way. And I must tell you, it's not an easy job. Because today, you have so many Rabbonim that don't do exactly what they're supposed to do. And from the other side, you have those who do what they're supposed to do. And we have to choose. We have to find. That's the meaning, Aseh Lecha Rav. It's not easy. You have to make your rabbi. You have to understand. You have to connect to see who he is. How does he behave? What does he talk about? Does he go in the ways of our ancestors, or he's got new ways? Because if you put the wrong address on Waze, where do you get? To a different, so not to the right way.
You get into Arab territory.
Yes. So, when we talk about being Moshe Rabbeinu, or being a leader, so we have here It's a difficult issue. From one side, we have to put the leader of the generation at the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to listen to him, no doubt about it. From the other side, we have a difficulties today to choose or to find who is the real leader. But at the end of the day, we all know inside who is the right leader for us and who is the one to listen to. And this is the one we have to listen to. Now, how do we work that we all together will really come to the building of the Beit HaMikdash to get this beautiful light that we so much don't understand what we're missing, unfortunately, as I compared it to darkness, which we felt, and it was a bad, bad feeling. As long as we haven't got the temple, we are still in darkness. And we need somebody to show us the right light. And it all begins from a very simple thing. Ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha. And believe me, the minute that we'll start spreading love and trying to love each other, we will also find who is the one who is going to lead us in the right way, because God is going to help us. Because b'derech she'adam rotze, and that's the issue. B'derech she'adam rotze leilech molichim oto. You must not forget for a minute that God loves us. What the sentence that is written in the parsha, b'sinat Hashem otanu, this is the worst thing you can say. And we're talking about a generation that it's very hard to understand, but it's a lesson for us. We have to realize and understand that God loves us so much that He's always with us, even at the bad times. And when we want to do the right thing, which is Va'ahavta le're'acha kamocha, Ahavat Chinam, God is there to help us. Don't worry about doing the right thing or the wrong thing. If you start from the right thing, God is going to lead you on the right way. And if you go on the wrong way, He's going to put obstacles on the way, so you will know that you are on the wrong way. In other words, there is nothing to worry about. And I want to finish this shiur in understanding. The same is Shenichnas Av Mema'atim Besimcha. When the Chodesh of Av comes in, we have to reduce our happiness. And this is a very difficult thing to say, because from other side, they tell us you have to be happy all the time. If you're Jewish, mitzvah gdola liot besimcha tamid. So how does it go with this aloha? So the Rav Adam Sinai explains to us and says in the name of the Rav Salanter that what we are saying here, we don't say it in the right way. Mishenichnas av mema'atim besimcha. In other words, you reduce your joys
by being happy,
if you understand what I mean. That's the idea. To do so, you don't cut your hair, you don't eat meat, you don't drink wine, you mourn, you fast, but you do it. How do you do it?
Happy.
And if we do this with happiness, then we will be Azrat Hashem, Zochim, Lebinyan Beit HaMikdash, Bimera, Biyameinu, Amen.